This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to talk with another jury member for Big Brother Canada 9. Today, I will be speaking with Beth, asking Beth all about jury management, who she is thinking about voting for, and all kinds of other things as a jury member. So let's get right into it here. Let's talk with Beth. Hello.
Hi.
Beth. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Doing well. I've got some questions for you here.
Hit me.
Yes. What are you looking for as a juror?
In the winter of season 9?
Yes.
I am looking for someone who has played this game from the beginning to the end and who hasn't stopped, hasn't taken their foot off the gas, and has really, really fought for that grand prize.
How important is jury management when it comes to deciding who to vote for?
Extremely important. This is not something that should be overlooked ever. I mean, not everyone in the jury is going to like you, but it is a big component of the game.
Has anyone left in the game had particularly good or bad jury management?
Kiefer has wonderful jury management. He has this whole jury pretty much on his side. Ty, on the other hand, hasn't really cared about jury management. He has vocalized that right up until the point where I left, and it might get him in trouble.
If you were to rank the remaining house guests in order of who you'd be most likely to vote for in the end to who you'd be least likely to vote for in the end, what would that list look like?
Kiefer, Tara, Brayden, Ty.
Can you give an explanation for each person?
Totally. Kiefer is exactly what I just explained. Somebody who's been playing this game from start to finish and hasn't stopped. Tara, she just came out of nowhere. She's doing wonderful now. And I also think that she can say that she was playing this game kind of by herself at the start, which is not easy in itself. Brayden, I'm starting to see that maybe I overlooked him. He has been playing this game kind of behind the scenes, which is just as good of a game as those playing right in your face. And Ty's at the bottom, just because I think he was shielded the whole game. He hasn't really won much. He hasn't really made any big moves, but he also hasn't hit the block. And, well, I guess that's it.
Is there anyone that could potentially step up their game and maybe get your vote? And if so, who and how could they do it?
Yeah, I think that Brayden has the potential of winning a lot from here on out, potentially cutting Kiefer, which is the winning move. Yeah, I think he could earn my vote for sure.
All right. So Who do you think the player should be targeting next?
Kiefer! Get him out! As much as I want him to win, he is the best!
What do you plan to tell your fellow jurors? Like, what is the explanation that you have for them in terms of information?
I really do want to relay to them how good of a game that Brayden started playing. I mean, he just won three comps in a row. Got me out. I'm a little bitter about it, whatever. But I also really want to say that Kiefer is just, no one's even looking at the guy. He's played such an impeccable game and he's still sitting back in a final five situation and didn't even, it wasn't even a thought to put him on the block. So I think that he's playing the strongest game. And I really, really want to tell the jury how Ty just does not care about jury management. He is kind of leaning back and letting everybody else do the dirty work for him, which is fine, but he's not owning it. Can't win Big Brother if you're not going to own your moves.
How do you think this information might impact the rest of the jury?
I think that Ty was really looking forward to going to jury and vouching for him to Jed. That's not the case. I think that he thinks he has, you know, spicy V. But when I get this information to everybody, I think that's going to piss them off a little bit. Tara was kind of an underdog this whole season. And I also want to go in there and tell everybody how well she's doing and how hard she's working and maybe get some votes for her as well. I mean, Kiefer's already got the jury wrapped around his finger, so there's no issues there.
All right. What do you think went wrong for you in the game?
The biggest mistake in the game was not getting Kiefer out when he was on the block. I don't know what we were thinking. That was an emotional move, keeping him in the house. And that is not how Big Brother is played. I also have some regret getting Jed out. But no matter what, whether I knew or I didn't know, he was going to go anyways.
Who are you hoping will win the game?
I hope Tara wins the game, but I actually would be just as happy if Kiefer did. One of those two, I think, are perfect representations of the season.
Who do you think will win the game?
I've got a weird feeling that Brayden will, but I also think Kiefer will. And I will be jumping for joy if Kiefer wins this game.
What is, if you could pinpoint one move, what is the one move you most regret making in the game?
Getting Jed out.
What was the best part of the experience for you?
Everyone I met in that place, even the people I wasn't working with, our cast was unbelievable. We all had a weird, awesome connection. Easily the best part of the game.
Do you have a particular philosophy as a juror when you look at the decision?
Like how I would vote? Yeah, I mean, it's more than just comp wins. It's more than just social game. It's more than jury management. It is everything put into one. That is why I want Kiefer to win this game, or that is probably why he will.
Okay. Well, that's what I've got for you, Beth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And that was Beth. There you go. I do apologize for the connection issues. Beth's connection was a little bit slow at times. I think the video shrunk a couple of times because the connection was poor. The audio might have been a little bit off, but I think we got most of it there. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Definitely very informative here from Beth in terms of where her head is at in terms of her jury vote and how she sees Ty and Brayden and Tara and Kiefer. So I hope you found this informative. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for joining me. Of course, I am live every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that's happening on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. Also live after every episode to recap the episodes. I'm live during the episodes to watch the episodes on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Plenty of coverage still coming, even as we start to wrap up the season as a whole here. I want to thank you guys for joining me throughout the season. If you like this interview, let me know. If you enjoy the questions, the jury questions, I love asking questions about the jury vote. So thank you guys again for joining me here today, and I will see all of you next time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 30th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 62 in the house, and the feeds were down all day. All right, so that's what I got for you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. See ya. No. I mean, pretty much, but not quite. Puya's not with me this morning. He's taking the day off. He's getting some rest here and recovering from his second dose. But there's not anything to talk about anyway. The feeds did come back late last night, and we do have an HOH, so I can tell you who the HOH is. Unfortunately, I really can't tell you much more than that. So are you ready? This is what happened last night. Everyone stayed up until 1 a.m. because that's when Big Brother tweeted out the feeds would be back. And then the feeds weren't back. People were like, where are the feeds? And then 10 minutes went by, 20 minutes went by, half hour went by, 1:30 a.m. We're like, okay, what are we doing here? Where are the feeds? And then I think it was about 1:40. They were maybe like 40 minutes late. I don't remember exactly. Feeds finally came back on, and we discovered that we have an HOH winner. Ty has won the final four HOH. Ty will be heading to the final three. Just like that. So that's pretty much it. Don't really know who Ty plans on, you know, nominating, not that it really matters. Nor do we know for sure who he plans on, if he wins the veto, leaving off the block to cast the vote. There was a conversation between him and Kiefer this morning where he was kind of reminded that it's been him and Kiefer all season long after the Big Brother Awards that they filmed last night. Tara got pretty drunk, apparently. They're all happy that Beth's not there. They hate Beth. Ty says he wants whoever leaves next to say F you to Beth when they get to the jury.
Oh, girl! F you!
And that's pretty much it. It's not much else. I'm not sure where this is going to go. It's obviously all going to come down to the veto, and we're going to find out who's going to go home at the final four, who's going to make it down to the final three. And I'll be back tomorrow morning to update you on what the plans are, what the nominations are, and all that stuff, of course. So make sure you tune in for that. I will also be live on Twitch tonight, playing some Fall Guys, hanging out, chatting about all this stuff and whatever else. We'll have fun there. Of course, we've also got Circle coverage happening. The episode 11 recap I did with Mike Bloom should be up today. tomorrow night we'll have the Saturday live roundtable. We'll talk about episode 12 of The Circle season 2. And yeah, we'll continue on. So here's what's going to happen. There's a decent chance historically the feeds will shut off at some point over the weekend. When that happens, we will continue doing live feed updates, but they will shift into game recaps for the remaining players. So this may be one of the shortest podcasts all season long, but you will soon get much longer ones as I go over the games of the final 3/4. If we have a good idea of who's going to leave, I'll save them for last, just in case the episode tells us that they're not there anymore, right? So so that's pretty much what we're going to do. And that's what I got for you. You can find me again on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We have a lot of fun there. Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. And yeah, that's what we got. Do I know why Keith talks about keeps talking to others about him winning? It's just Kiefer. It's just Kiefer. Oral always makes an appearance in these podcasts. He's right there. Right next to the co-podcasters. They're always hanging out. But that's what I got for you guys. Thank you so much for joining me here. I will see you guys tomorrow. And we'll have some fun. All right. See you later.